Following is a class on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 33, Text 16, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, recorded on the 4th of November 1990 at New Govardhan Farming Community, Mwilambar, Australia.
Narayana Namaskrutyam, Narasaiva Narottamam, Devim Saraswatim Vyasam, Tato Jai Mudire, Vedi Ramayani Saiva, Prani Bharati Tatha, Adyuchanti Cha Madhye Cha, Hari Sarvatra Giyati, Mukam Karoti Vacharam, Pangum Langhayati Girin, Jatkrupastamam Mandi, Sri Guru Dinatarini, Paramananda Madhavam. Nigama kalpatara galitam palam sukam ukhatam rata dravasanjatam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasikabhu vibhavuka anartho pasamam sakhyat bhakti yugam adukhyaji lokasya adharato viddam sakri sattvata sanghita jasyang vaisriyamanayam krishni paramapurusi bhakti rutupadyati punsa sukam moho bhayapaha Srimata Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam Jad Vaishnavanam Priyam Jasmin Paramahansyameka Mamalam Jnanam Parungi Yati Tatra Jnano Viraga Bhakti Saitam Naiskarmya Mavishkrutam Tatshunan Subhatan Vicharana Karo Bhaktya Vimuchi Nara Arthvayam Brahma Sutranam Bharata Artho Vininayo Gayatri Bhasyarupasu Vedartho Paribhunita Sarva Vedeti Hasanam Sarum Sarum Samudrutam Sarva Vedanta Sarum Hi Srimata Bhagavatam Isyati Tadra Samruta Truktasyo Nanyatra Sidrati Kuchit Krishna Bhakti Rasaswarupa Sri Bhagavato Tate Veda Sastra Huiti Parama Mahatva Chari Veda Upanishade Jato Kichu Hoy Tar Orthaloya Krishna Vyasakari Rasanchay Jai Sutre, Jai Ruk Vishaya Vachana, Bhagavate Sei Ruk Shloka Nivandana. Jiver Nistar Lagi Sutra Koila Vyas, Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoye Sarvanas. Jao Bhagavata Padho Vaishnavirasthane, Ekanta Ashraya Karo Chaitanya Charane. Bhagavata Dena Mani Se Javana Sama, Tar Shastra Ache Janme Janme Prabhu Yama. Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of all Vedic literature, last contribution of Srila Vyasadeva. If this is the commentary of Vedanta Sutra, Srila Vyasadeva compiled Vedanta Sutra and he himself gave commentary. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. But the Mahabadis, they never speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. They have their imaginative commentary compiled by Shankaracharya, Srivas Shankaracharya. It is known as Sharirika Bhashya. That is imaginative commentary. They never speak from this Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, Srimad Mahaprabhu, has cautioned us. Mahavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoy Sarvanas. Jivir Nistar Lagi Sutra Koilo Vyas. Mahavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoy Sarvanas. Srila Vyasadeva has compiled Sutra and given commentary. Don't associate with Mahavadis. Don't listen to Mahavadi commentary. You will be finished. All totally. You understand? It's cousin. Mahavadi Krishna Aparadhi. They are offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna because they think themselves as good as Supreme Lord. to be one with the Supreme Lord. The thing then is like that. No question of bhakti is there. So Mahaprabhu has cautioned not to associate with Mahabhadis and not to listen to their commentaries. Ja Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavarasthana Ekanta Ashrayakura Chaitanya Charane. You must go to a Vaishnava, Bhakta Bhagavata, to study Srimad Bhagavatam or hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Get Prem Bhakti. This is our process to receive the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om namo bhagavati vasudevayo. Om namo bhagavati vasudevayo. Om namo bhagavati vasudevayo. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 33, text 16. Paya hena nibha sajya danta rukma parichada asanani cha haimani suspasastaranani cha payophena nivasajya danta rukma parichada asanani cha haimani suspasastaranani cha. Please repeat. Of milk, phena, the foam, nibha, resembling, sajya, beds, danta, made of ivory, rukma, golden, parichadaha, with covers, asanani, chairs and benches, cha, and haimani, made of gold, susparsha, soft to the touch, astarani, cushions, cha, and payaphena nivhasajya, danta rukma parichadaha, asanani cha haimani, susparsha astaranani cha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The opulence of the household of Kardam Muni is described herein. The bed sheets and mattresses were all as white as the foam of milk. The chairs and benches were made of ivory and were covered by cloths of lace with golden filigree. And the couches were made of gold and had very soft pillows. Please repeat the translation. The opulence of the household of Kardam Muni is described herein. The bed sheets and mattresses were all as white as the foam of milk. The chairs and benches were made of ivory and were covered by cloths of lace with golden filigree. And the couches were made of gold and had very soft pillows. This is a description of the household paraphernalia of Kardam Muni, how opulent. By the end of a yogic power, he could make so. No purport, next verse. Swacham Sphatika Kudyesu Maha Marakatesu Cha Ratna Pradipa Abhanti Lalana Ratna Sanjuta स्वच्छस्फटिककुण्डेषु महामारकतेषु च रत्नप्रदीपा आभान्ति ललना रत्नसंयुता स्वच्छः प्योर स्फटिक मार्बल कुडेषु अन दि वॉल्स महामारकतेषु डेकोरेटेड विथ वैल्युएबल एमरल्ड्स च एंड रत्न प्रदीपा ज्वेल लैंप्स अभांति साइन ललना वुमेन रत्न विथ ज्वेलरी संजुता डेकोरेटेड स्वच्छस्फटिकगुड्डीषु महामारकतेषु च रत्न प्रदीपा भान्ति ललना रत्न संयुता ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद दि वॉल्स ऑफ दि हाउस वर मेड ऑफ फर्स्ट क्लास मार्बल डेकोरेटेड विद वैल्युएबल ज्वेल्स देयर वाज नो नीड ऑफ लाइट फॉर दि हाउस होल्ड वाज इल्यूमिनेटेड बाय द रेज ऑफ दिस ज्वेल्स दि फीमेल मेंबर्स ऑफ द हाउस होल्ड वर ऑल एम्पली डेकोरेटेड विद ज्वेलरी purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is understood from this statement that the opulences of household life were exhibited in valuable jewels, ivory, first-class marble, and furniture with gold and jewels. The clothes are also mentioned as being decorated with golden filigree. Everything actually had some value. It was not like the furniture of the present day, which is cast in valueless plastic or base metal. The way of Vedic civilization is that whatever was used in household affairs had to be valuable. In case of need, such items of value could be exchanged immediately. Thus, one's broken and unwanted furniture and paraphernalia would never be without value. This system is still followed by Indians in household affairs. They keep metal utensils and golden ornaments or silver plates and valuable silk garments with gold embroidery. And in case of need, they can have some money in exchange immediately. There are exchanges for the money lenders and householders. Kardam Muni's household paraphernalia. This description, how opulent. And Kardamuni was a first-class yogi, great mystic yogi. By dint of his mystic power, he could create all these things. He created a very nice mansion in the space, and that's like a city, and that's like an airplane and city. And inside the house, so many valuable paraphernalia is there. He could make all these things by dint of mystic power to give happiness and enjoyment to his wife, Devahuti. And Devahuti, the king of, and the daughter of a king, Manu. So, Kardamuni thought of, when he accepted Devahuti as his wife by the request of Lord Brahma, isn't it? So he thought up to provide all sorts of material enjoyment facilities for his wife Devahuti, so she would not feel herself frustrated or morose. All royal paraphernalia. I was telling that thing. That is an ideal husband. You understand? Ideal husband. An ideal husband has to fulfill the demands of his wife. You understand? It's not an easy task. It's a very difficult task to fulfill the demands of wife. You understand? Generally, women by nature are not easily satisfied. No, it's very difficult to satisfy the woman. Just the nature. I was telling that day how Lord Ram came, who was known as Marjada Purushottama, who very strictly follow the Vedic rules, regulations, etiquette. And he had shown idealism in all respect. In all respect. As an ideal husband, he had fulfilled all, most of the demands of Sita Devi. You understand? Lord Ram was the eldest son of King Dasaratha, isn't it? And King Dasaratha declared that he would be king the next day. But there was some politics. His youngest queen, Kaikeyi, with instruction of her maid servant, Manthara. Do you know Ramayana, Narada Muni? Made some politics. You understand? Because that King Dasaratha previously had given her words to give him two boons. You understand? Kaikeyi had saved Dasaratha from some danger. So Dasaratha was pleased with that queen and had given him her this words that I would give you two boons. Ask for it. Kaikeyi had said, I'll ask for at the time of need, when I need it. So, and this time came that Ram was going to be king. So, her maid servant Manthara, so instructed, now you ask for those two boons, King Dasaratha. First boon, say, your son Bharat will be king. You understand? And Ram will be banished, will go to forest for 14 years. You understand? So he asked for that. And Dasaratha couldn't but do this, accept it, he has given rewards. So Ram, the next day, Ram went to forest and his younger brother Lakhan said, I'll go with you. So Lakhan went with him. Sita Devi came forward, I'll go with you. Ram said, no, you should not go. You are daughter of a king. Raja Janak is the father of Sita Devi. The forest is beset with many dangers, very hardship you face to tread the forest path, many thorns, you understand, are there, they will prick your soft feet, you get so much pain, you cannot stay there. You were brought up in very this royal paraphernalia, you see, atmosphere. How? The description, from this description you can understand. The payo phenon eva, you see, yes. Payo phenon eva so jaha. The bed is so soft, looking like the foam of milk. Very soft. Can anybody provide? And it's made of ivory, and made of all gold, very soft to touch. Golden covers, the golden filigree. Couches were made of gold and had very soft pillows. We cannot think about these things, isn't it? Can you provide such? Narada Muni, in your household, up here, to your wife, you cannot. You see? This is all royal paraphernalia. Kings can do. And previously kings were doing such things. You understand? So Lord Ram said, no, Sita Devi, you can't go. You cannot sustain this difficulties there. You stay in Ayodhya. You understand? You stay in Ayodhya. Sita Devi said, all right. Oh, yes, that's all right. I'll stay in Ayodhya. But where is Ayodhya? Huh? Where is Ayodhya? Where there is Ram, there is Ayodhya. You understand? Says very intelligent Sita Devi, isn't it? Where there is Ram, there is Ayodhya. Well, Ram goes to forest, Ayodhya goes there. Yes, what you say, I'll accept, I'll obey, I'll stay in Ayodhya. I don't leave Ayodhya, I soon to leave. So, Ram found Sita Devi is so intelligent. So Ram couldn't but say yes. And so Sita Devi went with the Lord Ram. Ram, Lakshman and Sita, the three went. So, in that forest, Chitrakuta, Panchavati, Ravan kidnapped Sita from Panchavati, yes. In Panchavati forest, when they were staying, so Ravan sent a demon, known as Maricha, and told him, you assume this illusory deer form, golden deer, and just go there and wander there. So she did it. Sita Devi could see such a golden deer, very wonderful. One cannot see such a deer. So Sita Devi asked Lord Ram, please get this deer to me. You understand? The Lord Ram said, what will you do with that deer? I'll keep it. So the nice deer, golden deer, and will take it to Ayodhya and I'll present it, give as a presentation to Bharat. You understand? Ram is supreme personality of Godhead. Is it a fact that Ram didn't know that that is not an illusory deer? That is an illusory deer. Isn't it? Lord Ram knew it very well. Is there anything unknown to Supreme Lord? But he ran. He says that golden deer and ran behind it with a bow and arrow. Why? He could have told Sita Devi, Sita Devi, that's not real deer, it's illusory deer. And there he could have shot an arrow and could have killed him. You understand? Why ran? Behind the lizard deer, golden deer. Because he taught you, Narada Muni. You are a householder. You have a wife, a life. You have to fulfill the demands of the wife. That is to fulfill the demand of his wife, to please his wife. He ran. You understand? He ran behind it. You understand? He has taught this thing. So, as a consequence, that illusory deer, that demon, when Lord Ram shot arrow, he was killed at the charge. That time he also cried out, Pahi Lakhwan, Pahi Lakhwan, Pahi Lakhwan. Oh Lakhwan, come up and save me, in the voice of Lord Ram. You understand? Sita Devi could hear it. her husband Ram was in danger. Lakshmana was guarding there. Lord Ram had told Sita Devi, you stay here, guard Sita Devi. You understand? And Sita Devi said, don't you hear? Can't you hear? Lord Ram is in danger. He's calling you. Lakshmana, please come and save me. Lakshmana didn't listen. Lakshmana knew it very well. Nobody can give any. Nobody can put Lord Ram into danger. It's the Lord. He knows. Do you understand? Then Sita Devi became angry. Why are you not listening to me, Lakshmana? Lakshmana said, my elder brother, Lord Ram has told me to be here, to guard you. You hear? Lord Ram is in danger, he is calling you. No, no. There is nobody in these three worlds who can put Lord Ram in danger. It's all illusion. You understand? But Sita Devi was not satisfied. She said, Lakshmana. Oh, you had this plan. By killing my husband, you'll have me. Like this. Women are so nature, by nature so. You understand? Therefore, Chanakya Pandit has said, of course, Chanakya Pandit has said, Vishwasam naiva jayate strisu rajakulesu. Do you understand? Vishwasam naiva jayate strisu rajakulesu. Don't believe. The woman and government officials, all members. Do you understand? Chanakya Pandit has said, Nadinang, Sastrapraninang, Nakhinang, Srunginang, Tatha, Vishwasanaiva Kartavya, Srisu Rajakulesu cha. You understand? One should not put faith in such an animal who has very pointed nails, like bear, like cat, like lion, like tiger. Don't put faith. Don't believe. And the srungina, the animals, those who have horns, do you understand? The bulls, Lagodi's bulls, cows. Don't put faith. Don't believe. Then that Rajakulesu, government officials, royal members, then Sastradhari, those who have some weapons with them, then Nadi, the river, don't believe the river, do you understand Nardamani? Then Nari, woman. What is that? One cannot believe a river? What do you mean by that? Can you understand anything? You can't understand? Yes, Lagudi. You see, sometimes there are some tidal rivers, sometimes knee-deep water, sometimes this deep, head deep. You understand? You cannot believe. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says this thing. And Chanakya Pandit also says, that these women have seven defects. It's quite natural with them. Do you understand it? You know it? Yeah? Tell me.
She's very envious.
Yes.
She's very lusty.
Yes.
She's stupid.
అమృతం సాహసం మాయామూర్ఖత్వం అతిలోభత అశౌచత్వం నిర్దయత్వం స్త్రీణాం దోష స్వభావజాం సెవెన్ డిఫెక్ట్స్ స్త్రీణాం దోష స్వభావజం ఇట్స్ బై నేచర్ ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ they are liars never speak truth mithyavadita you understand then you see apparently they are known as obbola you mean no strength no courage you understand apparently They're known under Obbola. But that's not true. They're very courageous inside. You understand? Adisahasa. Then they're very pretentious. They pretend. You understand? Balanam rodanam bala. Do you understand this thing? What is their strength? It's a very flimsy case. They'll cry, shed tears. Then you'll be very much moved. Oh, she's crying. Oh. Yes, that's what you want. Alight, I'll do it. Then fourth one is, they are ignorant fools. Stupid, as you say, stupid. Yes. Then they are very greedy. Very greedy. Atilobhata. You understand? And, alright, let me tell you this seven things, then I'll tell you a story. How they are greedy. Atilohda, bhargrini. Then they are unclean, isn't it? Unclean, apavitra. And they are very cruel-hearted. You understand? Apparently you'll find very kind-hearted, but inside very cruel. Very cruel. Chanakya Pandita said, these are seven defects, svabhavada dosa of the women. Their outer feature is never true. They have something different inside. Do you understand? Yes. Outer feature is never true. Don't, by seeing outer feature, don't believe something different is there inside. You understand? In 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find, there is upakhyan, pururava urvasi upakhyan. Do you know it? No? Don't you read Srimad Bhagavatam? Pururava Urvasi Upakhyam. One episode, Upakhyam in English we say episode. Pururava and Urvasi. Pururava was the emperor of this earth planet, very powerful. You understand? By dint of his extraordinary power, strength and good qualities, he became Indra. You understand? The king of heaven, he became. And Urvasi, do you know Urvasi? A prostitute in heaven. Many Urvasi, Menaka, like that. Many prostitutes are there. Do you understand? And looking very beautiful. Very beautiful. They will attract. Yes. So, Urvasya is a prostitute. Is a prostitute. Still they are there. You understand? So, anyhow, that Pururava was captured by Urvasi. You understand? And you read one, all, that's very good lesson, you see, is given. Also, read that episode. How Pururava was such a mighty emperor, had so many good qualities, by dint of which he could the Indra, you understand? But as soon as he was captured by Urvasi, all his good qualities are lost. You understand? All his good qualities are lost. As soon as you will be captured by a woman, Narada Muni, mind it carefully, you will lose everything. All their good qualities. You understand? You can understand what I say. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, I say, Ki vidyaya ki tapasa mauni nova sribhir jasya manahrutam. This verse is there. Such nice verse. Such instructive. Can you understand it? Ki vidyaya ki tapasa ki mauni nava srivirdasya manahritam. If some man is captured by a woman, all his learning, all his Vedic study, all his sadhana, all his tapasya, finished, spoiled, loses everything. You understand? So, King Pururava lost everything. He enjoyed. Urvasi, a very long time. There is, you'll find there, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, how Pururava has given his own soliloquy. Oh, he has confessed. I was in such a state of forgetfulness, I couldn't notice how many times the sun has risen and set. Do you understand? He couldn't notice. Enjoying. Urvasi. You understand? Then at last, Urvasi kicked him and left Pururava. You understand? And Pururava turned mad and was running behind Urvasi naked. Do you understand? Pururava was naked and running and saying, Oi, Jai! Oh, my beloved wife. What do you say? Beloved? You say, I don't know anything. I am in such a distressful condition. Are you leaving me? Do you know what Urvasi said? Urvasi said, you are such a mighty emperor. Why are you going to be devoured by a tigress? Do you understand? Why are you going to be devoured by a tigress? Bruka ime. The women are like tigress. Do you understand? Do you understand what I say? All of you understand? Why are you going to be devoured by a tigress? Brukhaime. They are tigress. women are like tigress. You understand? Yeah, like tigress. Don't be captured by a woman and don't be devoured by it. So tigress, Narada Muni. You understand? Have you kept a tigress? He has kept a tigress. He has tamed a tigress, tamed. Narada Muni. Be careful, one day you'll be devoured. Then say, this is Bhagavatam teachings from Srimad Bhagavatam. So I was telling you the story of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram as an ideal husband ran behind that illusory deer to fulfill the demand of his wife. So in the meanwhile, when Lakhan, being chastised by Sita Devi, he left. But Lakhan said, all right. He put some circle with his bow there and told Sita, please don't cross this line. Don't cross this line. If you cross, you'll put into danger. You understand? All right. Live inside the cottage. Don't cross this line. So I'm going. So he went. In the meanwhile, Ravan came as a sannyasi monk. Ravan, the son of Bhishma Rishi, as a Brahman. He knows Veda. He chanted Vedic hymns and asked for bhikkha. You understand? And Sita Devi was there inside the cottage. She had some fruit. And Ravan, Sita Devi said, all right, you come, I'll take bhikkha. She was forbidden by Lakhan to cross that line. She was not crossing. So when Ravan went there and touched his feet on the line, there was fire, magic fire. You understand? So there was fire. Lakhan had put fire there. So Ravan couldn't cross. You understand? Then Ravan said, no, this is the duty of a housewife to serve the guest. I am guest. I am sitting here. You come here to me and give me bhikkha here. I can't go there. You understand? So Sita Devi came, disobeyed Lakhan, then she crossed that line, so she was kidnapped. When Lord Ram saw Lakhan, he said, why did you come, Lakhan? You see, Sita Devi chastised me. She forced me to come here. So I came. What shall I do? Then Lord Ram said, what would have been happened to Sita Devi? She must have been put into danger. Then they went and saw there was no Sita. Sita was kidnapped. Balaram cried for Sita. Oh, Sita! Oh, Sita! Oh, Sita! He cried. You see? Why? The Lord is crying? You understand? Why? Lord is crying. The Supreme Lord. Didn't he know? Thereby, he taught the whole humanity. If you accept a wife, you should have to cry for her like this. Definitely you should have to cry. Do you understand? Are you crying some time? No. Oh. And then, what shall I say? Lord Ram cried. I think time will come, you'll cry. Understand? Narada Muni. Lord Ram taught this thing. There's no need of crying on the part of the Lord. But he taught, if you accept a wife, you have to cry for her. Do you understand? And you have to, thereby, he taught the whole humanity. If you accept a wife, you should have to cry for her. Like this. Definitely you should have to cry. Do you understand? Are you crying some time? No. Oh. And then, what shall I say? Lord Ram cried. I think time will come. You'll cry. Understand? Narada Muni. Lord Ram taught this thing. There's no need of crying on the part of the Lord. But he taught, if you accept a wife, you have to cry for her. Do you understand? And you have to, and as an ideal husband, you have to fulfill the demands of your wife. If you won't, can't fulfill, she'll create such a situation, you'll dash your head and die. Do you understand? Yes. I said, what Chanakya Pandita said, their outward appearance is not true. There's something different, quite different inside. You understand? Yes. Lord Ram has taught, Chanakya Pandita has said, Shastra said, and also, I'll tell you, in Srimad Bhagavatam also you'll find, in Chitraketu Upakhyam, do you understand? In Chitraketu Upakhyam you'll find Lord Shiva was sitting before the assembly of sadhus with his wife Parvati on his lap. Do you understand? Putting Parvati on his lap, Lord Shiva was sitting before the assembly of sadhus. And Chitraketu was flying, do you understand, in his airplane, in space. And he could see it. And Lord Shiva and Chitraketu were god brothers, do you understand? Both of them are followers of Sankarsa. You understand? Sankarsan, god brothers. So as a god brother, Chitraketu said something to Lord Shiva that how simply you are sitting before the assembly of sadhus, putting your wife on your lap. You understand? Shivaji only laughed and tolerated it. You understand? Only laughed and tolerated it. But Parvati couldn't tolerate. She cursed. So Chitraketu was born as a demon, became Vrutrasura. Isn't it? That episode is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. There my revered spiritual master Srila Prabhupada has commented, however elevated a woman may be, her consciousness is inferior. Do you understand? Parvati Devi is not an ordinary woman. Do you understand? Wife of Lord Shiva, and she is external energy of the Lord, illusory energy, not an ordinary woman. Lord Shiva could tolerate, but Parvati couldn't. Parvati gave cursed. Vrutrasura, and then Chitraketu, then the next life is demon, Vrutrasura. Isn't it? And Srila Prabhupada said this. However elevated a woman may be, her consciousness is inferior. Do you understand? Her consciousness is inferior. You see. And in Srimad Bhagavad Gita also you'll find. In Bhagavad Gita Krishna has said, what does it say? Do you know? Papa Jonaya. Isn't it? That Papa Jonaya. Huh? Do you understand it? Huh? Papa means sinful. Huh? Sinful. Species. Joni means species. Do you understand? Papa Jonaya. Isn't it? Are you reading Bhagavad Gita? It mentioned there. And also you'll find in Srimad Bhagavatam, the women have accepted 1/4 of Brahmahatya dosa of Lord Indra. Isn't it? Lord Indra divided, he killed a Brahman, so he committed Brahmahatya. You understand? Dosa. So he divided that Brahmahatya dosa into 4. He gave one part to 4. Persons, objects. Do you know this? Huh? Yes, tell me. Yes?
Three,
yes.
Water.
Yes. Then four. Land. Land. Then sand. So, therefore, in land you'll find deserts. This is Brahmahatya dosa. There are deserts. 3/4 of your Australia is desert, I think. Isn't it? It's desert. So many sins are here. Brahmahatya dosa. Australia has accepted very great sin. 3/4 of Australia is desert. Do you understand? So therefore, in land you'll find desert because of this Brahmahatya dosa. They have accepted, the land has accepted from Indra. And you'll find bubbles in water. Why? Because water has accepted Brahmahatya dosa. 1/4 of Brahmahatya dosa from Indra. Therefore there are bubbles. If in some water you'll find much bubble, it's very impure water. Less bubble, something good water. You understand? The state in Srimad Bhagavatam. And tree. If you just cut tree, some sap will flow. So that is Brahmahatya dosa. You understand? And woman, unclean, every month, some unclean substance comes out from them, this menstruation period, you understand, that is the result of accepting Brahmatyadavas from Indra. You understand? It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And also, Indra gave them benediction also. Because they accepted Brahmatyadavas. Indra gave them benediction. You know the benedictions? You don't know? Anybody knows? Yes, Lagori Prabhu.
To have always desire to enjoy.
Yeah. The land, if there will be, you will dig a hole in the land, after some time you will find automatically it is filled up. You understand? This is benediction. And the water can mix anywhere. Mixing nature. This is benediction from Lord Indra. You understand? If you cut a tree, you'll find some sprouts are again coming out. This is benediction. You understand? And women can enjoy sex even at the time of pregnancy. That's benediction. You understand? Even they can enjoy sex during the time of pregnancy. Yes. That's the benediction Lord Indra has given. You understand? So, these are all given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And one has to cry for his wife. Lord Ram cried. You understand? Another question is there. Tattvagat prashna is known. The question based on tattva. Because our all discussions based on tattva. You understand? In Chaitanya Charitamrita you'll find I was telling you a story of Lord Ram. And Ravan kidnapped Sita Devi. You understand? In Chaitanya Charitamrita you'll find when Sriman Mahaprabhu was doing Acharya Leela. He was traveling and preaching. 6 years he traveled after taking of sannyas. For 6 years he traveled and preached. Northern India, Southern India. The last part of his, for 18 years, he sat down in Gambira and discussed Radha Krishna Tattvait, Swarup Dandar Goswami and Rai Ramananda. During his Acharya Leela, while he was traveling in South India, he met many devotees of Lord Ram, Ram Bhaktas. Do you understand? Ram Bhaktas met. One of the Ram Bhaktas met, he invited Gauranga Mahaprabhu for bhikya to his house. He was householder. You understand? Mahaprabhu came in the at 12 noon. But up till that, he had never cooked any food. Do you understand? He had never cooked any food. Mahaprabhu said, what? You invited me for bhikya, but you have not prepared any food. Then he cried. Mahaprabhu said, why are you crying? He said, oh, demon Ravan kidnapped Sita Devi. Ram is crying, Lord Ram is crying, feeling the pangs of separation from Sita. And Lakshman has gone to the forest to collect some fruit and root. He has not yet returned. You understand me? He has not yet returned. What shall be cooked? What shall I offer you to you? You understand? You are saying like that. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, why are you crying? Sita, goddess Sita was kidnapped. Demon Ravan took her away. My ear heard this thing. I am so much afflicted. I cannot keep myself alive. It's better to die." You understand? Have you heard this thing, read this thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita? What did Ram say?
The Brahman that I thought he was talking about Sita Devi and going into the fire with Agni. That's what I thought.
Yes. Lord Ram said, "Is it possible that demon Ravan can touch Sita Devi? Sita Devi is internal energy of the Lord, not material energy. Ravan is a demon. Can he touch Sita Devi? Is it possible? You are such a foolish person. You are crying." You understand? I told him that there was fire in that line that Lakshman drew. When Sita crossed that line, the fire god kept real Sita. You understand? Fire god was there. He kept real Sita and handed over illusory Sita to Ravan. Ravan took illusory Sita, Maya Sita. You understand? And when Lord Ram killed Ravan, killed all demons there and rescued Sita, Lord Ram told Sita, "Please enter into the fire and prove that you are chaste." You understand? So illusory Sita entered into fire. So fire god delivered Ram real Sita. This is there. But those who are reading Ramayana, they cannot understand this thing. They are lamenting, crying like that Brahman. You understand? They are only accepting the apparent descriptions, apparent, not tattva. You understand? So our discussions, all the discussions in Vaishnava philosophy, based on tattva vichar, not apparent. That Brahman has accepted only apparent considerations. So he was crying, lamenting, and telling that he would commit suicide. You understand? This is what I therefore stress on it. Evam jo veti tattvato tyaktva deham punarjanma na iti samangeti arjuna. Tadamam tattvato gyantva visati tadanantaram. Iti mang nabhijanati tattena tatchevanti de. In Gita, repeatedly it has been said. You understand? If someone knows me in tattva, Krishna says, that will be his last life here, birth here in this material world. After quitting this body, he'll go to me. He'll never return here, never take birth here. You understand? And if someone cannot understand me in tattva, he'll fall down here. He cannot enter into my kingdom. That's like visa granted. You understand? This is most important thing, to know the things in tattva, tattva vichara. But most of the people, They cannot understand this thing. Because only Tattva Gyan can be received from a Tattvacharya. Tattvacharya. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te gyanam gyanina tattvadarsina. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, Tadvijnanartham sa gurunga bhavigachas sutriyam samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtam. Upanishad says, Acharya vāna purusa veda. Upanishad says. Do you understand? Acharya vāna purusa veda. What do you mean by this? Do you understand this thing? Who knows tattva? Acharya vāna purusa veda. One who has received tattva jnana from a bona fide acharya. Or from him. Srauta parampara. By hearing process. Tattvajnan descends. You understand? Tattvajnan descends. Not by speculative process. Can one have it, understand it? You understand? They are speculators. It's only by descending process, by hearing process from a bona fide acharya who knows tattva, who sees tattva. Tattva drashta, tattva jnata. You understand? What do you mean by tattva drashta, one who has seen tattva? What is that? You don't know? Adyaya jnana tattva braje brajendra kumar. You understand? Adyaya jnana tattva braje brajendra kumar. Absolute truth, adyaya jnana tattva. Who is absolute truth? Brajendra Kumar. The son of Brajaraj, king of Braja, Nanda Maharaj. Is Krishna. He is Adya Jnana Tattva. Do you understand? And who has seen? And who sees? He is Tattva Drashta. He sees Tattva. Do you understand? He knows Tattva. Tattva Jnata. He has received Tattva Jnana. From a Tattvacharya, bona fide Tattvacharya, by hearing. By his mercy he has received. And he also sees. Of the Jnana Tattva, absolute truth, Brajendra Kumar, Krishna. Such a bona fide person. You understand? Can impart you this Tattva Jnana. If you can take shelter of that acharya and serve him and satisfy him, please him and humbly inquire tattva, then he will be pleased to impart you this knowledge. Then you can have it. Otherwise, no. Nobody can have it by his speculative thought, mentality, by his own speculation. You understand? Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the statement given by Brahma, Jnana prayaso udapasyo namanti eva jivanti samkharitaṁ bhavadīya vārtaṁ sthāne sthitā śrutigatāṁ tanubhāṁ manobhīr ja prayaso ajita jito apyasista śrī lokyāṁ. Do you know this? Famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Statement given by Brahma, Lord Brahma. Mahajan, bona fide Mahajan, Brahma, Swayambhu, Swayambhu, Brahma, Swayambhu, Narada Sambhu, Kapila Kumara Manu, Prahlada Janaka Vishma, Mali Vyasa Kirvayam, 12 Mahajanas. Swayambhu means Brahma. He says, Jnana prayaso dapasyo namanta eva jivanti samkritaṁ bhavadiya vārtaṁ sthāne sthitāsru jīgatāṁ tanubhāṁ manobhīr ja prayaso jito jito pesista srilokya. Jnana prayas, that means speculating process. Do you understand? Give up speculating process. Give up your speculating attitude, mentality. Do you understand? That's known as jnana prayas. And do what? Only here. ज्ञान प्रयास उदपस्य नमंति एव जीवंति समग्रिताम भवदीय वार्ता ओ लॉर्ड दोज हु हियर सबमिसिवली योर कथा नेक्टारियन कथा फ्रॉम बोनाफाइड आचार्य ओनली हियर इंस्टेंट स्थान स्थित विदाउट चेंजिंग देयर पोजिशन इन व्हाट एवर पोजिशन वन इज लेट हिम बी देयर नो नीड ऑफ चेंजिंग पोजिशन If someone is brahmachari, let him be in brahmachari position. If someone is in grihastha ashram, let him be there. No need of changing. If someone is in vanaprastha ashram, let him be there. If someone is in jatiprada sannyas ashram, let him be there. No need. Only here. Only here. From bona fide authority. Thereby, you will have it. This tattva jnana. By the mercy of that Acharya, and thereby you will be able to conquer the unconquerable. Who is unconquerable in three words? Who is he? It's Krishna. Ajita. And he will be Jita, he will be conquered. Do you understand? And that day also I was citing the conversation between Sarvabhauma Acharya and Gopinatha Acharya. Isn't it? Sarvabhauma Acharya first was a speculator, Mayavadi. Mayavadis are speculators. Do you understand? And Gopinatha Acharya was his son-in-law, I mean his brother-in-law, a great devotee. Do you understand? He tried his best to convince Sarvabhauma Acharya that Sriman Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he was never convinced. Do you understand? He was vexed. Usara bhumite bija vapana. I am just sowing seed in a barren land. At last he said. Gopinatha Acharya said, I am sowing seed in a barren land. If you put seed in a barren land, it will never germinate. Land should be fertile. Isn't it? There he quoted nice verse, you see, from Srimad Bhagavatam. नथापिते देवो पदं वदोदय प्रसादलेशानुगृहीत एव हि जानाति तत्त्वं भगवन् महिम्न न चास्य तथान्ये चिरं विजिन्वन् He quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you understand? Do you know what does it mean? Famous verse. You should know some of the famous verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavata, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is authority. You understand, Narada Muni? How can you become a preacher? How can you defeat the bogus philosophy? How can? By telling speculative stories? What authority? Emphatically. It must force. It is Hari Katha. Potent with spiritual force. Do you understand? Sadhan prasangan mama virja sambhido bhavanti hut karna rasayana katha tadjasanad asu apabharga vartmani Shraddha ratir Shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Kapila Deva Huti Sambhava. Her canto. You understand? These are authority. Mama virja sambhida. Kapila Deva says. Potent with spiritual strength. Spiritual strength. Do you understand? Harikatha. And one should speak with full vigor, full strength, like bullet. Do you understand? Like bullet, just bullet. Do you understand? Then you can defeat the bogus philosophy. Athapi te deva padam vadadaya prasadalesanugrahita evai janati tattvam bhagavan mahimna ଈଶ୍ୱରର କୃପାଲେ ସଂନ୍ୟାସୀ ଯାହାରେ ସେଇ ଈଶ୍ୱର ତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଜାଣିବାରେ ପାରେ ୱାନ୍ ହୁଆଜ୍ ରିସିଭ୍ ମର୍ସି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ହି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦିସ୍ ତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଇଫ୍ ସମନ୍ ଗୋଜ୍ ଅନ୍ ସ୍ପେକୁଲେଟିଂ 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 ହଣ୍ଡ୍ରେଡ୍ ଥାଉଜେଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଲାଇଫ୍ ହି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଟଚ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଚିରମ୍ ବିଚ୍ଛିନ୍ନ ଗୋପୀନାଥ ଆଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ସେଇଠି ସାରମ ଭଟ୍ଟାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଘଟାଙ୍ଗିରି ଗୋପୀନାଥ ଷ୍ଟପ୍ ୟୋର୍ ମାଉଥ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଆର୍ ୟୁ ସେଇଙ୍ଗ୍ ଘଟାଙ୍ଗିରି ଡୁ ୟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଓ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଗଟ୍ କୃପା ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ ନଟ୍ ଗଟ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ପ୍ରୁଫ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଘଟାଙ୍ଗିରି ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ନାଇସ୍ one cannot understand this tattva by speculative process. Siram vichinnan. A long period of time or hundreds or thousands of life if someone goes on speculating and speculating, he cannot understand. He is only received for Krupa. You understand? This is tattva. And our point is there in tattva jnana, not apart. You understand? Then, if someone can understand it in tattva, then his life is successful. His life is successful. Otherwise, life is spiral. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa nārtha jascheho karma bhi, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam says. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa nārtha jascheho karma bhi. When you have assumed human form of body, the mercy of Krishna, Supreme Lord, you have got this rarely achieved body, durlabham manusam janmam, your only duty is humbly ask this question, tattva, jigyasa, athato, brahma jigyasa. Come, just approach a bona fide, tattvacharya, humbly ask. And by the mercy of acharya, you can understand. Then you can make your life successful. Understand? Thank you. Any question? One question. Yes? Yes.
So why you went to so much trouble?
That is to teach you. You are in trouble. You conditioned soul. Thereby he taught, if you accept a wife, you have to be put into such danger and cry. As an ideal husband, also you will take trouble. Such hardship, great fighting and rescuing. That is the ideal husband should do, to give full protection to his wife. And thereby he has to face so much trouble, hardship, like fighting, kill a demon. Do you understand? This is Lord Ram taught by his own example. Is Marjada Purushottama. You understand, Mataji? Yes. This is for our teaching, for our teaching, conditioned soul. And Lord Kya comes to teach us. You understand? To teach us. And his bona fide representatives, Vaishnavas, Bhagavatas, Acharyas, they also come to teach us. You understand? They are well-wishers, our well-wishers. We are builder souls, conditioned souls, completely builder. You understand? Thinking asat as sat, sat as asat. Truth as false, false as truth. This conditioned soul. Then we'll teach. Unless Lord teaches, unless the bona fide representative teaches. You understand, Mataji? Yes, this is for our teaching, for our benefit. Thank you. Hari, Hari, Hari.
Paramananda Madhavam Paramananda Hi Madhavo Padungalu Sri Makara ରଙ୍ଗ ପାନ
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
From the lips, Krishna knows the heart, Baba. I cannot cheat Krishna.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Deva Rati Mati Bhade Bhagati Mukulu Kuturu Dada.
Oh, boy.
ચૈતન્ય દેવ રતિ મતિ ભાવે ભજ પ્રેમ